Good morning, my little seedling. Ah, it really is a lovely morning, isn't it? The sun is shining, the cool morning dew is dripping from the flowers, the orchids are blooming, and there's my favorite greenhouse decoration, right where I've left him, bound to my heart fruit tree with vines on display for me to enjoy. Have you grown roots yet, seedling? You know what I mean. Are you ready to give yourself to me completely? To show me that you want to be mine? To plant yourself here and stay in my garden? Oh, don't look so despondent. Is it really so bad here? What do you think would happen to me if I was taken prisoner by a human? Do you think they'd keep me in a nice, sunny garden, surrounded by pretty, growing things? Of course not. They'd throw me in some dark dungeon without sunlight, fresh air, or any of the other things a dryad needs. I wouldn't get the sweet smell of flowers around me, only the dank air full of mold and... other things not worth thinking about. Well, I suppose it's not really a fair comparison. We do have dungeons too, though they are really much nicer than yours. But I'm not keeping you to make you my prisoner. You're one of my most treasured, beautiful things. Seeing my little seedling bound among the other plants I care for, it just brings me so much joy. I tend to all my darlings with gentleness and care. There's really nothing more satisfying than seeing how they bloom and grow after all the love I give them. Do you think my garden is beautiful? Well, of course, you can't see how lovely it is to have you at the center of it. The way the orchids grow around you, the begonias at your feet, the trumpet vines winding their way up behind you around the trunk of the tree. Oh, I can't wait to see you in bloom, little seedling. Here, you need water. Drink this. There you go. Don't stop yet. You need to drink all of it. I know exactly how much water all of my darlings need, and that includes you, seedling. Open your mouth, drink up. Stop fighting me, or I'll throw you into the rose bushes. You need this. I'm trying to take care of you. Just let me take care of you. There we go, that's better. Drink it all up. That's my good seedling. Now, you must be hungry too. Let me see. What looks good today? Oh, you like peaches, don't you? I remember how hungrily you ate the one I gave you the other day. And this one looks so perfect. Look at how the golden skin almost glows. Doesn't it remind you of the sunset? You humans don't really see nature the way we dryads do, do you? That's okay. I'll show you all of the beauty this world has to offer. All of the delights that the earth gives us to cherish. Here, start with this peach. No, I'm not going to free your arms. I'll hold it for you. Remember what I told you? If you want to get your trunk and limbs back, you need to give me your roots first. Are you ready to give yourself to me yet? No, seedling, not forever. Of course not forever. Just for the rest of your life. You humans don't live very long, but that's okay. There's beauty in that too. Your ephemeral nature, I mean. I like the bittersweet feeling of looking at something beautiful, with the knowledge that it won't last. It makes the moment of enjoying it more special, don't you think? Do you see that plant over there? The tall one, under the archway. It doesn't look like much now, but when it flowers, it's so lovely. Actually, the blossoms themselves aren't the prettiest, but I love them all the same. That plant only flowers every 100 years or so, and the knowledge that those buds have waited so long to see the light of day, to grace my garden with their presence before they disappear for another century, that is what makes them special to me. I know you won't stay in bloom for me forever, my seedling, but your time in my garden will be all the more precious to me because of it. I want to appreciate that time and tend to you, watching you grow before you wither away. I can give you what you need, and I know that you can give me what I need. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Here, eat this peach. I said, eat it. That's better. Why are you so resistant? I know how attractive you humans find us. Each dryad sapling grows up hearing bedtime stories of horrible men who fall in love with some poor nymph and fell her heart tree, leaving her feeble and mortal, unable to resist when he sweeps her away and claims her. Our trees hold our souls, you know. You've spent days with mine, with the nurturing warmth of my love coursing through the bark against your back. I thought that by now it would have started to affect you, that you'd love me. Oh, is that why you're fighting me so much today? You feel that love for me swelling inside you? Does that human spirit still want to make its last stand? No, seedling, you're mine now. Whether you give in to me today or tomorrow, it's all the same to me. It will happen, and it will be so much more pleasant for you when it does. Oh, you're done with the peach. You actually have some of the juice on your face. Quite a lot of it, actually. Here, I'll clean you up. They really are delicious this time of year, aren't they? Oh, you want to kiss me back? That's right, seedling. Give in to me. Give me all of you. I see that you're growing a little tree of your own. Does kissing me like this really turn you on that much? I want to taste you, seedling. Never gotten to suck a human cock before. What's it like? Are you sweet, like peaches? It was already so firm for me. Do you think it'll grow harder in my mouth? I'll just move down here and have a taste. The sap is so sweet. I've never tasted anything like it. Salty, a little bitter too. And mixed with that hint of peach on my lips, it's really quite delicious. Oh. That's it. Let yourself enjoy the feeling of my lips on your cock. If I were to suck the bulbs on the underside of your stem, I wonder if more of your lovely sap would come out. It's really flowing out now. So much lovely sap for me. What a nice surprise, seedling. I think it's time you tasted me. No, I'm not untying you. You'll stay right there. Dryads are excellent climbers after all. I think I like looking down on you like this. This branch is right on the perfect spot for me to sit with my hips in front of your face. Do you like the view? Can you see the dewdrops forming along my slit? I want you to taste my nectar, seedling. Give me your head. Feel my fingers running through the roots of your hair. Now get in there. Start licking. Yes. Oh, feels so good. Suck on my honey, human. Make me feel good with your mouth. Fuck. I've never had anyone do this before. Are all of you humans so skilled with your tongues? Is it something they teach you? No. No, don't answer that. Fuck. Don't stop licking me. Keep going. Just like that. Fuck. Okay. Stop. I need more. I need to feel you deep inside me. I'm gonna mount you. No, I don't need to let you go. I can do it just like this. Now, let me just grab this branch above our head, place my feet on the trunk, like this on either side of you. That's it. Now I can just slide myself onto your cock and... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You feel so good. Fuck. Okay. I'm gonna ride you like this every day. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna fuck you and take all of your seed inside me, fuck. Oh, fuck. You'll come deep inside me again and again, and you'll feel my love for you. Your plant as it roots deeper and deeper inside me, as my body presses into yours, into my tree. You'll love me. You'll love me, my beautiful little human, and you'll be with me forever. Oh. I'll even let you roam freely around the garden during the day. Oh. And when your body is free, we'll be able to fuck in so many different ways. I want you every way, seedling. I want you to bloom, grow with your stem planted inside me. I want to hear your song of pleasure. Yeah, like that. Moan for me, human. Moan for me, my loveliest flower. My favorite darling. My little seedling. Fuck. Fuck. I need to slow down. I'm gonna come if I keep riding you like this. I don't wanna come yet. I wanna come when you do. I wanna feel my pussy squeeze every last drop of you as it pulses around your cock. Oh. Oh, fuck. Are you gonna come soon? I can hear it on your breath. You're gonna come for me, human. Oh, you're gonna give it to me. All of your seed. Yeah. I want it. I need it. Fuck. I need all of it. I need you to fill me. That's right. We're gonna come together, seedling. I'm almost there. Fuck. Fuck. Give it to me. That's right. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me all of it. Oh, fuck. I can feel it shooting inside me. Plant your seed deep inside me, human. Yes. Yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna lower myself off of you now. I can taste my nectar on your lips. It's sweet, isn't it? Almost like honey. I hate to wash away the taste, but you need more water now, seedling. Here, drink this. That's a good seedling. That's my darling. Oh. Well, I need to tend to the rest of my loves. I can't just spend all morning with my favorite one, or the lilies might get jealous. But don't worry, I'll be back to feed you this afternoon. Farewell for now, my darling.